Blog Talk Radio.
Because we need to spend time in the now.
that mindfulness piece, spending time in the now, enjoying the now, and treating the now as if it is the only thing, because actually, it is the only thing. Now is the only time that we can really count on. We can't count on tomorrow. We can't count on the future. Now, we can think about the future. We can plan for the future, but we need to focus on today. Tomorrow hasn't come. Yesterday is gone. What do we have? We have now. We have now. And so let's focus on the now. Let's enjoy the day. Let's enjoy the holidays. Let's enjoy those friends and relatives, all those that are around us. Maybe even people that you don't like. You know, I'm pretty sure we can find something good about those people. You know, so let's acknowledge and enjoy those people, or enjoy the memory of those people in the now. And goodness sake, for those that we really care about, I'm sure that we can spend minutes and hours and days and weeks, you know, thinking about and acknowledging those folks. So let's spend more time in the now. Well, we have a great guest for you today, and many of you have heard our guest before. I'm always excited to have her on the show, and that's Pamela McCoy. Now, I was talking earlier about summertime and being in the summertime and enjoying the summertime and all that summer brings. Well, one of the other things that summer can bring is financial issues. Yep, financial issues. And you say, maybe, why would summer bring financial issues? Well, Pamela is going to take us to school on that. And I call it taking us to school, sort of lighthearted, because she provides us with education around financial issues. Education around how we can fuel our financial future. And so today she's going to be sharing with us this whole notion around summer and vacation planning. Now, you may not think about it. You may just be looking forward to summer. When summer rolls around, you think, wow, it's summer. Let's get out and do something. Or let's head out on vacation. But maybe we need to do a little thinking and a little financial planning around it. So that's what she's going to be sharing with us today, and I am so happy to have her back. You know, she's just been a big inspiration to me. She's helped me to be able to maybe keep a few coins in my pocket longer than I probably had in the past. So anyway, let me just check and see if she's on the line with us. Good morning. This is Dr. Hank. Pamela, are you there?
I am here, Dr. Hank. How are you today?
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you, and thank you so much. You know, I was just talking about people probably either in the backyards or out on the beach barbecuing and just having a real good time, and here you are spending time with me on the radio show, of all things. Why are you doing this, Pamela?
Well, you know, when we booked the dates, I wasn't really even thinking about Memorial Day or whatever, you know, and for your listeners, it's all about honoring commitment and your word being your bond, and I, too, will be next to a grill here this afternoon partaking in those pleasures, but, you know, work first. Delighted to be on the show to empower your folks and provide them some bona fide bits to fuel their financial future and all of those good things, so glad to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I see you just kind of put that fuel your financial future right in there. Just kind of slid that right in there. Huh?
Slid it right in there. Right. Always trying to light that fire.
Well, that's great. You know, and I appreciate it. No, I really appreciate you taking the time. Yeah, I know we can be at the barbecue grill. We can be doing some other things, but sometimes, you know, a part of our calling, I'm going to call it our calling, a part of our calling is just sharing information, you know. And sometimes it doesn't take that long, you know. The steaks are still going to be around and the wieners or whatever it is that one might put on the barbecue grill. But if we can just take a little time and impart some information that someone may wind up having a better Memorial Day this year, and maybe in the future, then I think just taking a little time is all worth it. So again, thank you for doing that. You know, one of the things that I was talking about earlier, you know, we always look forward to the summer, and well, at least a lot of us look forward to the summer. One, because, you know, there's vacation that usually pop up. You know, if those are in, that are in the academic environment, you know, there's that summer school and being out of school for the summer, and now's the time to take the kids on a vacation or something like that. Or maybe, you know, it's just regular work. Maybe it's not in the academic community. You know, a lot of people try and do vacationing during the summer. One of the things that always pops up somewhere, sometime, some way or another, is go now, pay later. Go now, pay later around that vacation. So what's your thought on that?
Well, you know, with me, it's all about the planning. And to go now and pay later, that's okay if you already have a plan in place before you go on how you're going to pay later. You know, if we're going to go now and then worry about a plan and all of that to pay later some other time, that's the bad approach that gets us into the financial debt and circumstances. And unfortunately, that is the mindset of too many people. I won't say all people, but too many people. It is, we'll go today, have a great time and a blast, living large, and let tomorrow and pay back handle itself at some point in time in the future. So they have no clue at the time when they're spending exactly how they're going to pay it off. And then they find that, oh, it's more difficult than I thought. And, oh, we spent more than we should have. And, oh, all these aha moments in a negative way start appearing, but the debt is still there. And so now we have to come up with a
Well, because I'm just thinking, you know, there's that plastic that we, a lot of us carry around in our wallet, or, you know, or maybe we don't carry it around. Maybe we just keep it in a drawer somewhere. But that plastic says that you can get, you know, $2,000, $2,500, $3,000. You can take a trip to Maui and stuff like that. And all of the, you know, luau and all of the stuff that can happen. And we don't think about, most of us sometimes don't think about, you know, after we get back from Maui, that plastic, you know, is no longer plastic. It turns to, you know, an invoice or a bill or something that we hadn't really thought about. So is there a way to kind of better deal with something like that?
Oh, absolutely. Like anything else, you know, it's all about the planning. And so if you know you want to go to Maui or wherever your point of destination may be, you know, planning ahead, which means putting that money aside, even if you're putting it on plastic for convenience, the money's already designated. You already have that money in some type of account or some type of instrument that you're going to pay that off, you know, and so we're not taking the vacation and then paying for the vacation. We were leading up to the vacation, almost like the old days when you put it on layaway, so to speak. So you're putting money down, i.e., whether it's in some kind of account, what have you, you're putting that money away all year long, anticipating this vacation it being paid in full. So ideally, that would be the mindset, is that we started, you know, whether it's right after the holiday season or whatever, you know, this is where we want to go. Who's going to go? What is it going to cost to get there and to have a good time, et cetera? And say you decide, oh, that's going to cost us $2,000. Well, then you start putting money away in this account or what have you, so that when June, July, August, whenever the date of going on the vacation arises, yeah, you're putting it on the plastic only because it's convenient. You don't want to be carrying $2,000 around with you. But as soon as you get home and that invoice, as you say, shows up, i.e. your billing statement, you just go get the $2,000 and you pay it off. So when the vacation is over, the vacation is really over. And, like, you can then, you know, just bask in all the joy and the fun that you had and all of that. And it's stress-free. Why? Because it was paid for. Yeah. It's really all about the planning, all about planning.
So that's like future spending for an event that hasn't come yet, but you're planning and you're putting something ahead, so you're spending for the future, sort of. I mean, you know, because in thinking about it that way, sometimes people go, well, you know, this thing isn't going to happen till July or August or something like that. So, you know, I can be using this money right now for something else, you know, whether it's to buy food or gas or go to the movies or something. So how do you,
I would say, if they're feeling like
that or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. I would say if they're feeling like money that they're putting aside is something that should be spent now, not want to, but I need to spend it now, then
not need to. Most of the time it's want to.
Right. But if you're saying that the money that I was stocking away for this vacation, now the grocery bill is short, et cetera, then they need to reevaluate the destination and the cost for this vacation. I mean, you can't go on vacation, but maybe originally you were thinking Maui, but now you're finding the money to put X number of dollars away each month to have the money by the time you go on vacation is a stretch, and pulling from things that need to be purchased, then maybe instead of Maui, we might need to plan a different destination, maybe even a staycation, so we can still have fun in it, but it's being taken care of, and we still don't have the stress, and we're not creating debt for something that we want.
Okay, I got you. You know, and the reason I mention that, because sometimes, you know, we come up with the idea and we come up with a plan, but we haven't completed the whole plan. In other words, we have a plan. We write down the plan. We make a plan, but we don't think about, you know, what else is going to impact perhaps that plan. And I'm just glad that you shared. Maybe we need to rethink the Maui. And instead of a vacation, it may be a staycation or something closer to home where that expense isn't as what we thought it was going to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. I like that because we, you know, we do have lofty, and when I say we, I'm going to put myself right in there. We have lofty ideas and goals sometimes, and sometimes we might need to rethink them sort of right in the middle. You know, maybe we're halfway there, you know, half the year is gone and we've been doing okay, but then at some point we go, you know, this is impacting, you know, groceries, this is impacting, so, you know, maybe we can redirect things. So
absolutely. And it's not that, you know, Maui is off the table forever. It's all about choices and decisions, because maybe instead of even a real staycation, maybe we say we're not going to vacation at all this year. We'll do a few little weekend things, getaways or whatever, but we're not going to do a real vacation this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're still putting the money away, but the money now is stockpiling for Maui the next summer. See what I'm saying?
So we can have a distance vacation every other year, every 3 years or whatever.
Exactly. You know? You do a few little things, but a real vacation, maybe you just designate to do that every other summer as opposed to every summer. And then you're still saving for that. And so this summer we're kind of just doing a few little weekend getaways. Of course, those are less costly, but you're still money away as though you were planning for Maui. It's just now instead of you having 6 months to get the money together, now you have 12 months, 18 months to get the money together.
Well, now that we're talking about summer, you know, and summer is, well, I guess summer is here for a lot of us, you know. What are some of the financial impacts once you consider, you know, just in general?
Well, you know, some of the things we've already touched on, you know, what does summer look like for your family? You know, and if you have kids, you know, where are the kids going to go? What kind of activities or camps or you know, what's the cost associated with that? And things that parents sometimes don't think about, particularly if you have boys, is that grocery bill's probably going to grow up, you know?
Yes, it is.
You know, rather cold than
the more they're at home, the more they're going to eat.
Exactly, you know, and so they're not getting lunch away at school or what have you, and just, you know, idle time means typically more snacking kind of thing, and so you got to kind of anticipate your grocery bill going up. Another thing to anticipate, your utility bills going up, because maybe when everybody's at school and at work, you know, you put the thermostat at a certain number because you don't need to keep the house hot or cool during that, those hours, 8 to 10 hours when no one is there. But now, if the kids aren't at camp and your summer schedule at work may be adjusted, or if you're a teacher, you're out for the summer, whatever, there's more activity in the home, more hours during the day, which means you got to control that temperature, you know, either hotter or colder, depending on where you live or what have you. But that's something that needs to be factored. And really, again, kind of like that vacationing and layawaying and all of that mindset, you need to factor utilities. And another solution, though, for utilities that your listeners may not be aware of, you can get on budget billing. If you've been at your location, whether it's a home, apartment, or whatever, you've been there for 12 months typically is the requirement. They can average your utilities, and then that will be your bill. Divide that number by 12. That's going to be your payment every month, irregardless. So sometimes you're overpaying, sometimes you're underpaying, and then at the end of the year you reconcile, you know.
Yeah.
But wise, you kind of know my utility bill is going to be $150 every month. Well, that's what's in your budget. And hopefully by the end of the 12 months when you reconcile, how about you might have overpaid if you're still doing, you know, good. That monitoring utilities, not leaving lights on and all that kind of craziness, you know, you might end up ahead as opposed to having to pay extra. But at least for budgetary purposes, you know exactly what your utility bill is going to be, because you've got a factor. If you're in Florida, you know, your utility bill is going to go up a little bit during the summer because of the heat. You know, so you're going to be running the air conditioner longer. And particularly if the kids,
air conditioner longer, you're going to be watering the grass a lot more.
Yeah, the refrigerator is going to be opening on a more regular basis. You know, so those are some of the things, you know, to kind of think about in terms of your budget, in terms of financial impact that summer brings. And then, of course, you know, safety is always should come first. So depending on the activities of the kids, you need to stress that safety. Because if you don't, then medical bills could inadvertently go up. If you're not, you know, having the sunblock on and you're out in the sun all day, you know, sunburn, all those kind of stuff. So we got to think about that financial impact as well. You know, that a little conversation about safety can convert to a lot of dollars in savings ultimately, you know, with regards to injury. So, you know, keeping that in mind is.
Just listening to that, then there are a number of things that we generally don't think about that can have a financial impact. You know, and one would be just the utilities. Most of the time, we don't think about the utilities impacting us that way, but I'm hearing you say that in the summer, we can expect an increase in utilities, you know, water, you know, electricity, those two in particular. You know, because we use more of it for cooling and, you know, for cooling purposes, one way or the other.
And, absolutely.
Wow. You know,
and depending on, you know, if you got pools, now you got to keep the pool full and all of that, you know, for these kids' activities, you know, so water bill, depending on where you live and the circumstance, how the pool is sealed, what's the cost associated with keeping the pool full of water? You know, and now you have to do that every day because kids are home and in it every day versus when during the school year, you know, they're at school. So maybe they get in it periodically. But, you know, so
if
just
you have
some
a pool during the summer, you're going to, you know, change the water much more often than you would in the winter or fall time of the year because it's being used more. You're going to use more chemicals, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, maybe we don't need a summer. Maybe we need to just keep a spring and a fall and a winter, you know, and just kind of shorten that summer month, you know. I'm just making a note of some of these because some of these things, Pamela, honestly, I wasn't thinking about, you know. I'm just thinking about, you know, vacation, going on trips and stuff like that. And, you know, maybe new summer wardrobe and clothing and stuff. Geez, I wasn't thinking about utilities per se. What are some of the other things that we should ponder, you know, that, you know, might be things that we don't really think about or, but it's associated, you know, with this time of the year?
Another thing in terms of, you know, utilities, you know, touching on that a little bit further, you know, blackout curtains in your home kind of help keep it cooler.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that little investment, and they are usually a little bit pricier than, you know, the other drapes, but it's all relative in terms of if you keep the house cooler, you're running the air conditioner less, which means less utility bills, things like that, you know, making sure that, you know, your windows and doors have proper insulation because you don't want to cool off the great outdoors, you know, so you want to keep the air you're running inside the house.
Right.
Some of those kinds of things, you know, it's a good time to be putting things on the grill, and we think that that's fun and nostalgic and all of that, but it also has a utility impact. When you're running
sure.
your stove and oven in the house, of course, that heats up the house, which means the air conditioner is running more. So if you were throwing something on the grill outside, you know, you're maintaining cooler temperatures in the house. So the more
right.
you put on the grill, the less you're using the stove and the oven, the cooler the house is. So, you know, again, just something to kind of ponder and think about relative
well,
to, you know, your finances.
Well, I know this might be outside of your experience area, you know, but I'm sure you heard of a lot of people are turning to solar energy and turning to having the solar panels put on,
mm-hmm.
you know, their home because there is some perceived savings there. And depending on where you are, you know, you might even, you know, have electricity that's in the bank that you can actually wind up selling back to the power companies. And
right.
I know that there's an investment initially, but also I hear that Florida offers some sort of a discount, and I'm not certain what that is, but I'm pretty sure that if anyone is really, really interested in that, they could check with their utility company for a lot more information on
oh,
that.
Oh, absolutely,
but,
and you're absolutely right. You know, those kind of things, though they have that upfront cost,
mm-hmm.
you just do the math on it relative to long-term, particularly if you're planning, you know, to stay on that in a home or what have you for many, many years. You know, the upfront cost relative to what you'll be saving over time could be very significant, which would make
sure.
then that investment worthwhile, particularly as you were saying, you know, because it is something kind of new to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, utility companies are offering all these rebates or what have you. So, you know, now would be the time to do your homework on that and decide if that's something that you want to do, because then that would just be an additional savings, i.e. in terms of the rebate that you're getting back. You know,
right.
the math will still be the same on what you would save in your utility bills over time, you
mm-hmm.
know. So absolutely,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, great idea to be thinking about.
You know, speaking of savings and summer savings, you know, what are some other summer savings that we can contemplate? Maybe, you know, we hadn't thought about them, but, you know, if we do ABC, you know, there's an opportunity to, you know, save a dollar here, a dollar there, or whatever. Are there some
mm-hmm.
other thoughts that you have along those lines?
Well, you know, I'm always a proponent of planning. And so that being said, you know, if you were planning on or have a need to purchase things such as, you know, laptops and cars and mattresses
mm-hmm.
and things that, the summer months are typically the best time to purchase those because there's greater
really?
Discounts because, of course, the retailers are trying to make space by the fall, you know, for new items, new models that are coming
oh,
in.
Okay.
And so, okay. again, I'm not saying, oh, rush out and just, you know, buy laptops and cars. No, if that was a need, again, I don't want a need
mm-hmm.
that you had, then you strategically plan when you're going to make those purchases at the time of year that you can get the greatest
mm-hmm.
savings on those things. You know, another thing, kind of think about produce stands versus, you know, purchasing produce in a grocery store. There's typically a significant savings. Plus, you know, the stuff might be a little fresher even at these little produce stands or what
mm.
have you. And you might have, you know, opportunity to even barter and negotiate a little bit in terms of pricing and that kind of thing. You might want to think about, you know, always be in the mindset of discounts that may be available, whether it's, you know, AARP, AAA, if you're military, you know, you can get all kinds of discounts. I recently found a new beauty school to get my hair done, and oh my gosh, how about military folks get 50% off every day?
Whoa.
Can't beat, you know, I ask the question. Everywhere I go, I always ask the question. The worst thing's going to happen, they're going to tell you, no, we don't do that. But
yeah.
You might be really surprised, as I was, because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is my new spot. I will be here on the regular, you know, 50% off anything I want to get done. And again, it's something, you know, that I was going to get done anyway. So 50% off, that's huge, significant, you know.
Well, you mentioned something, and keep your thought. Don't let me interrupt a thought. You just make a note of that thought and come back to it, because you mentioned, you know, senior discounts, and I just want to spend a few minutes around that, because a lot of times seniors do not take advantage of the discounts that are being offered by, you name it, you know. And a lot of times these stores or fast food places, they won't tell you about the discounts unless you ask.
And that's what I always say, you know, the worst thing's going to happen is they're going to tell you no. And so my philosophy is, I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell me no, which means I'm going to ask the question, and you have an opportunity to tell me no or yes. But if I don't ask the question, the answer is automatically no, because you didn't know that that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's right. That's right. There's so many choices or so many options out there, until we really can't blame it on the retailer, because he or she doesn't know, you know. So you do have to ask, you know. And I'm going to go out and share with the listeners that I'm a senior. And
I earned it.
And I forget a lot of times to say, you know, senior discount, please, or I'm a senior, do you offer a senior discount? Because they do offer, you know, whether it's a free drink from Taco Bell, and I'm just using them as an example, or 15% off of, you know, some fast food place or whatever, there is an opportunity to save a little bit, you know.
Absolutely. And I like to say, pennies make dollars. So
if you can't get the dollars unless you have pennies.
They add up.
Yes. Another one that you mentioned is like AARP. A lot of people don't think AARP in that sense, but there are also membership cards or services, like if you have AAA as an example. And you're staying at a hotel or some, they offer discounts on meals, or they offer discounts on things if you are a AAA member, you know, and that often goes unredeemed.
Yes.
They're
okay with it either way. If you ask, I'll give it to you, because we do offer it. But if you don't ask, then I get full price. You know, I'm getting you to pay for the price. And so, you know, you can't expect that they're going to say, hey, hello world, come in and get your free discounts or get your free stuff or whatever. You know, it's out there, but they're not going to advertise it like that, because that cuts into their profit.
Yes. So on a sidebar, what about coupons?
Oh, Coupon and Groupon, all of that. There's so many apps now, and, you know, a lot of, in the old days, you had to clip coupons out of the paper, and I know even some of the seniors are savvy now, so, you know, I'm not leaving them out of this as well. You know, some of these apps, because even like Walgreens has the app, you basically are electronically clipping the coupons. So you go on the app each Sunday or whatever in the ad, and you just tap on the items of the coupons. And then when you go in and use your reward card, your reward number, when you key that in, then everything that you have clipped, if you purchase those items, discount automatically comes off of your receipt, you know. And so it's easy. You don't have to carry around the paper coupons. And there's a lot of retailers or entities now that have that whole e-couponing or the apps. And Groupon, of course, is universal for anything from massages to, you know, I don't know, going to the movies or a concert or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can find something potentially on Groupon for a discount. So, you know, absolutely exercise all of those discount methods to save whenever possible.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you're getting me on the roll now, because I was thinking even the markets, you know, on certain days at grocery stores like Publix, you know, they will have, you know, buy one, get one free, you know. If you are aware of those things, and they are also published, and they have their apps, you know, where, you know, you can see and know what those things are. So that's another opportunity, because if you drink, you know, and let's say V8 juice, you know, why not get 2-for-1 when they're on sale that way, rather than paying $3.87 for one? Just when
right.
You're gonna have 2-for-1, just get 2. Wow.
Exactly. And another thing to think about is price matching. So whatever your, say, grocery store of choice is, you know, whether it's Publix or Walmart or, you know, all these or what have you, ask them if they price match. Because if you're at Walmart or whatever, that's your place of shopping, but you happen to look at an ad at this particular
mm-hmm.
grocery item at Publix and it costs this and it was cheaper than Walmart, how about that? Do you price match? They may match it right there on the spot. So that saves you gas. You know, you're at your favorite shopping spot, whichever one that happens to be, so you don't have to make another stop or what have you, and you get the item that you want. Again, just asking the question, do you price match? And as long as you have the ad or what have you showing, it's the exact same item, a lot of places will absolutely price match because they don't want to lose the sale.
Wow, now that's an interesting one, because I'm just thinking as you're mentioning that, if it's a sale item, then I can see, but if it's a regular item, then it may be a little more difficult. But a sale item typically will have a date on it, or from and to date, so they know real clear, you know, what that item is and the cost. That's a good one, price matching. Just ask
particularly
the
with
cashier.
Higher cost things like electronics or what have you. You know, you need to look around. If Best Buy has it at this price and Walmart has it at this price and, you know, whatever. Have the ad, because they're not going to take your word for it, and don't be offended because they don't, because I'm sure people,
right.
You know. You've got to have the proof. But if you're standing there at Best Buy and that you see the item, you know, the exact same item's on sale at Walmart or what have
mm-hmm.
you, and they look at it, they don't want you to leave their store without purchasing something to go to Walmart to get it. No, you're here. I'm going to sell you this item. Why? Because I want the sale instead
that's
of Walmart
right.
or what
makes,
have you. Because
makes,
have
makes
photos
a lot
or
of
whatever,
you
just go to their bottom line.
It makes a
and,
lot of
and
sense
even
to
if
me.
Cheaper than what they intended to sell it for, how about 100% of nothing is 100% of nothing? And if you walk out of this store and go to the other retailer to purchase it, then they now have 100% of nothing.
That's right. And they would much rather have, you know, a small income, if whatever it is, than
mm-hmm.
to get zero, I would
and
think.
A loyal because maybe now with whatever you're buying, maybe there's some accessories or whatever that you needed for that, and they're not on sale at the other place. So now you're getting those from me, you know, from that
relationship.
So now they've made 3 or 4 item sales to you versus making 0 sales to you, all because
right.
they priced on the one item. You know,
and you're probably going to spread the word that this happened. And it was such a good treatment. They treated you well and nice. It was, you know, responsive to what you ask and need. And so, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's that loyalty bit that might be a spinoff
right.
in a situation like that. Wow.
And if it's
so,
in your neighborhood, you've also saved gas.
Yes.
Because you didn't have to go as far. You know, so there's all kinds of savings, all from just asking the question.
Well, I have one question. That's, what does it take to have you along as our personal shopper? I know you won't be available for everyone, but wow.
Oh, I
no,
can do that for And I'm good at it, if I do say so myself.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing, you know. Well, I'll be one of those merchants, you know, I love you, but when I see you coming, I go, uh-oh, I know I need to get my, you know, numbers down right and get my facts
right.
That's
it. Right. To buy a car, I tell you, one time we bought a car, and the salesperson said to my husband, the next time I go buy a car, I want to take your wife. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
we laughed.
That is a good one. That is a good one. Well, you know, it just sounds like it pays to have that, you know, I don't want to say skill and knowledge, because anyone can have that skill and knowledge, but it's about remembering to ask the questions, you know, because so often we feel when we walk into a place that whatever they say it is, that's what it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have a price tag on it. Obviously, if that wasn't what it was, why would they have a price tag on? Why didn't you just say barter or discuss or something like that? But no. So we walk in, we see it, and we go, that's what it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
We went to school that way, you know. And so what you're saying is, you know, think about it, be willing to ask questions, you know, because the worst thing that can happen is they say, no, we don't do that.
Exactly.
You know.
So just get in that habit. I always ask, it's like second nature, do you have military discount?
Mm-hmm.
Second nature. I don't care if I'm at Walgreens, at the movie theater, at a restaurant, everywhere I go, I always, it's a second nature to ask that. And I'm pleasantly surprised how many places have something in the form of a discount for military. To your point, it might just be a free soda. It might be 10%. It might be 15%. You know, but those pennies make dollars, and I ask every single time, no matter where I am.
You know, and one of the things that is a fact is that even if you're not active military, you could be, you know, a vet, as an example, and there are still
mm-hmm.
discounts for veterans. You know,
oh, yeah. My husband had 30 years, and he's retired, so he's not active duty now. But I ask everywhere I go. I have to say at least 80% of the time, there's something in
right.
it for us.
Right. I know that the cell phone carriers offer a veteran discount. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think it's like 15% or something like that off of whatever the monthly bill is, you know, and that makes a difference, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, and that is all you need is a copy of your DD-214 and away you
mm-hmm.
go. I said, my God, you know, there's all kinds of, so we're talking about financial freedom. I'm just going back to, you know, your financial future. It takes being not necessarily financially literate. Financially literacy helps, but just being somewhat aware and being willing to ask questions. Wow. I learned so much, you know, when I'm talking to you about these things, like, you know, and I jot down some of them here and there and stuff like that. And I say, oh, I got to use this. I got to remember this. I got to remember that. Yeah. Any other points that you can help us ponder, you know, while we are looking, thinking about the summer vacation piece?
I would say, like, just when it comes to vacations, you know, that a lot of thought needs to go into that pre-planning, hopefully.
Okay.
I mean, you think about who's going on the trip and, you know, what's the total cost of the trip. And, you know, if you have flexibility in the dates, you know, whether you're going on a plane or train or driving even, you know, the dates of travel will impact the cost, you know, particularly with flying, you know, in terms of what days should I depart and return, you know, will impact the cost of the ticket that you're purchasing, how early
right.
advance. It as opposed to last minute, again, that pre-planning. I know always that's not an option depending on where you're going. But if it's a vacation, then there are some options in planning. In most cases, you know, you need to think about, you know, the rental car, all of those kinds of things. What are the costs? The sooner you get it, if you buy packaging your airline with the rental car, it's a little cheaper. Factoring in the age of the driver, you know, because those under 25, you know, they're usually a little more costly just because they're a greater risk, and actually those over 65. And so if you got a couple few drivers, you know, if some of you are on the below 25 and some of the participants are on the other spectrum over 65, maybe the rental car needs to be done in the person who's 30, you know, again, to get cost savings. Or what have you, asking those questions about the fuel on the car, you know, is it required, you know, did you bring the car back empty or full, or the cost? Because if you typically, when you're buying the gas at the rental car place, it's more expensive than if you were to fill it up outside, you know, at a gas station. So this ask, again, it's about asking these kind of fact-finding questions, you know, as you're planning, you know, is it a domestic trip or is it international trip? Again, dates and times factor in terms of the cost of those kinds of things, pre-planning, where you stay.
Insurance on the car.
When you talk about insurance on the car, does your regular insurance that you have on your own personal vehicle, do you have coverage for rental cars?
Mm-hmm.
Again, don't assume that because all policies don't. You need to ask and know that your insurance covers rental cars. And if that's the case, then you don't need the rental car company's insurance. Another cost save. But again, we can't. I can't stress enough, don't make the assumption. You need to ask the question. When you're there at the scene of the accident, you say, well, I thought my insurance covered it, and it didn't. That's a bad
time to figure out that it wasn't
actually covered. So you need to know that, you know, ahead of time. But definitely, if it is, you know, why would you get double insurance per se? Not necessary. Save that money.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
So many things related. And I know we don't really have time to go in all the details of all of that. But when you are planning for a vacation versus last minute, let's do it spontaneously deciding to go on a vacation, just know that there's costs associated with being spontaneous sometimes.
There's spontaneous cost too, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So is always better whenever you can, and asking for those discounts, even at, you know, airlines, hotels, rental cars, you know, stuff at military, AARP, AAA, all of those kinds of things. And even, you know, your credit card that you're using to pay for said vacation, you know, I think we've had this discussion on a previous show, you know, I'm a cash person, so I want a card that's giving me cash back. But some people are airline people, and so they want to use a card that their purchases go towards airline tickets. And if that's the case, when you're thinking about vacation, maybe you have enough points on your credit card for your reward program to purchase that plane ticket. Then
that's
it's free.
Right.
You know, so
that's
thinking
right.
about those kinds of things, and even with using your points for airline tickets, usually they have different windows, you know, on the off-peak time, fewer points than on a peak time travel, it costs you more points, you know. And do you have that flexibility in your dates? And if so, why not use fewer points, still the same destination, that kind of thing. So, you know, just kind of pre-plan.
It's awareness, awareness too, you know, being aware
about,
of what's out there.
When you get there, what are you going to do? Even if it's a staycation, there's so many free things. I mean, free festivals, free concerts, you know, things at your libraries that are free, you know, the zoos and amusement parks. Sometimes they have different days or activities where it's free or half or discounts or whatever. You know, take advantage of all of that kind of stuff, whether you're here or away. A staycation or vacation, you know, check out that free stuff.
It's there for you. Absolutely. Well, you know, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you got going on that's coming up for you or that you're having. I mean, not only do you operate, let's say, as a, an independent, you know, consultant, you know, there are times when you go out and do workshops and trainings that,
Yes, I actually have a seminar coming up on June the 22nd, which is a Saturday. It's going to be from 9 to 1, and no offense, fellas, but this is a Fueling Financial Fire for females. I'll do the fellas and the families at some other point, but this one is for females. And so, guys, you know, you could always purchase a seat for that special lady in your life, your mother, your girlfriend, your wife, your sister, you know, just a coworker. It is going to be an excellent opportunity for women to really zero in on personal money management. And so the fellas who might be the other half, you will benefit by default, because if she learns how to manage money better, of course, the family then is fueled financially. And so that's, again, that's going to be on June 22nd from 9 to 1 here in Tampa over at the Service Bank location that is at 4221 West Boy Scout Boulevard. And they can purchase their ticket via Eventbrite, or they can get to Eventbrite through my website, which is bonafidecc.com /F5-seminar. So either way, you know.
Again, that sounds like a lot of words that I'm trying to, for those of us that don't write fast.
Okay, it's Bonafide, which is my website. B as in boy, O as in October, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, the number 5, D as in dog, C as in cat, C as in cat, .com, and then the / F5 hyphen seminar.
Gotcha.
But I think if they just do the F5, the other will populate itself. Or they can just go through Eventbrite for F5, Fueling Financial Fire for females. We're still in the early bird stages, so they will only have to pay $69. And for that $69, they're going to get a copy of my book. They're going to get 30 years experience. We're going to talk about spending plans. We're going to talk about emergency funds. We're going to talk about needs, wants, and desires. We're going to talk about being financially prepared for what is now the upcoming hurricane season, which will start June the 5th, and how to be prepared, best prepared for that. We'll talk about the perils of procrastination, why we need to act today and start making better financial decisions for our families.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll be a packed full day of information, fun, food, fellowship, and they get a copy of my book. So don't delay.
Wow.
It's limited seating, so they need to go ahead and register today to take advantage of the early bird special as well as the limited seating. So.
That's fantastic. I am so happy to hear that you're, you know, offering some things out there so that the general public, you know, can take advantage of some of the things that you share with us here on the radio, but also that, you know, that people can, well, people can get to it and get the information, and I'm just happy to hear that. Before I let you go, though, I often ask, you know, if our guests would like to offer a gift or a giveaway or something like that to a listener or so. So do you have anything for us today?
I do. If they go to my website and purchase two items, whether it's a book and a T-shirt or two books or two T-shirts or what have you, they'll also get a $50 discount voucher for a one-on-one consultation, off of the one-on-one consultation. And if they just purchase the one item, then they'll get a $25 discount off of the one-on-one consultation. So, again, they can go to the website, bonafidecc.com, to make their purchase. And I look forward to, you know, them going to the website, perusing the website, purchasing a ticket for the seminar, you know, getting a T-shirt, reading my book. And if they get the book, I also would much appreciate a video testimonial telling me what they thought about the book. And if they do that between now and June the 7th, I actually extended it a little bit, because we do the 7 days, but I extended it to June the 8th. They have
to
take advantage. Need to let me know in the purchase that they were referred by the Dr. Hank Show. And that's how I'll know to give them the voucher for the one-on-one consultation discount.
Well, Pamela, thank you so much. I mean, if someone doesn't take advantage of these opportunities and get smarter by the information that you shared with us today, then they're doomed to pay more.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, based on what I'm hearing and what I heard you talk about today, you know, just in what you were talking about, you know, we were talking about saving for Maui. So some of the discounts and things like that we could experience or gain can be those things that we can put in to the piggy bank for that Maui trip, whether it's Maui or not. But that's how you acquire those funds to put there. So we're not talking about doing a lot of extra things. We're talking about, hey, you can save some nickels and dimes here and there, and each nickel and dime that you save, you can put into that vacation plan. So, wow. You're not talking about robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're talking about...
planning.
Just some average savings that can happen. And if it's not enough for this year, then do it for next year. Just say we're going to do this every 2 years. And so every 2 years, if we've saved enough through AARP and AAA and all these other sources and price matching, I think we'd probably have enough to make that trip.
Oh, absolutely. And if everyone in the family's doing it, you know.
Uh-oh. Wow. So
get everybody involved. Family vacations. All family. We're all going to participate in the savings.
Wow. That's another smart idea. Everyone participate in the savings. Don't leave it up to mom or dad or whatever to come up with it. Everyone can participate in the saving and bring home a nickel or a dime or 15 cents and throw into the pot and say, this is my contribution towards our vacation. Smart.
Absolutely.
Smart. Well, again, Pamela, thank you so much for your time today. I'm looking forward to having you back in the near future. So you can go ahead now. As you were coming on, you were saying that you were going to spend some time around that grill and get out there and do a few things. So I am hereby releasing you to go out and hit the grill.
All righty. Thank you so much, and happy Memorial Day to everyone. To all that lost their lives so that we could have the freedoms that we experience today, you know, hats off, you know, in memory of them. So let's not forget the reason for the holiday, because people sacrificed that we might be free.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it, Pam. You have a great Memorial Day.
All righty. You as well, Dr. Hank. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye now. And you've been listening to Personal Money Management, Summer and Vacation Planning. And what was so great about this, what was so great about it, we're really talking about things that you could do easily, things that one can easily do. So with that, I think we should acknowledge Pamela for coming on and sharing that with us. Yep, I think she did a fantastic job. And she always does a great job in sharing, and I call it money management, because she really spends time talking about the money that we keep. We're not talking about, you know, when you make X number of dollars in 401ks and stuff like that. She really talks about at the end of the week when you get paid and after all of the deductions have been taken out and all the money has gone into the 401k, you typically will bring home X number of dollars. So what she likes to stress is, what can we do, or how far can we make that which we bring home cover or do? In other words, you know, how can we manage or better manage that which we bring home? And very few people, certainly very few financial advisors, talk about it from that perspective. So I'd like to applaud Pamela McCoy. She really does a great job, you know. So if you're not familiar with Bonafide Credit Consultants, just Google Bonafide Credit Consultants and she'll pop up, and it'll be a good opportunity for you to learn more about that organization. So this is Dr. Hank saying happy Memorial Day. Go out and have an EI day, folks.